is the party of the past. The Thunhalle coalition was the party that the South Africans used to consolidate their grip on Namibia. They went against independence until the last moment. On the contrary, we are a party of post-independence circumstances. WeSwapo has completely failed on their promises. We are dedicated to start a new beginning.
What promises has SWAPO failed to deliver, in your opinion?
SWAPO is very non-democratic. They have failed to deliver good government. They have not done anything to upgrade the economy and to enlarge the national cake. They have failed the youth on education and on other social services like health.
How can you expect to be more effective as an opposition party in a very splintered parliament? How do you expect to hold SWAPO accountable or to influence policy?
We expect to do something about the two-thirds majority that SWAPO is holding right now in parliament. We have been for the last few months working actively on bringing the opposition of parties together. I believe that the fragmentation among the opposition groups is not based on ideology, and that we can have the majority of the opposition voters behind the COD. And then from that kind of platform, I think we can launch an onslaught against SWAPO for the coming election.
What do you think is Mr. Nyoma's legacy in Namibia?
Well, Mr. Nyoma led the country to independence. That is mainly his legacy. But he also has a negative legacy where the country has sunk deeper into tendencies towards entitlement, nepotism and corruption, where many people expect to be remembered for having voted SWAPO. That is a patronalistic or patronizing tendency that has grown since independence. So many people expect to be rewarded for services that have been rendered to the SWAPO party. That is unavoidably the negative aspect of Mr. Nyoma's legacy. And of course, increased poverty, increased differences or gaps between the rich and the poor, joblessness, stagnation of the economy.
Would you expect his likely successor, Mr. Pahamba, to be a different type of leader, or do you think that it will be more of the same policies?
Mr. Pahamba is not yet his successor. If he does win and becomes therefore his successor, the country will be deeper into trouble. He has promised to do more of the same that SWAPO has been doing the last 15 years.